No Code Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Exactly like the pump-up music, you know?
Nope.
It's probably not what you guys were listening to in the locker room
absolutely.
Taking on Michigan. where were you guys? You guys collectively don't listen to stuff, right? It's by yourself.
Yeah, it's by ourselves. Our locker room, well, we're getting a newly renovated locker room next season, so that's very exciting. So we can play it over the speakers then, but our speakers are about 15 years old and blown out. So everybody just has their headphones in and everything. So.
Do you all just time it out so you're listening to the same
thing?
Yeah, everybody
pretty
press
much.
Play on three.
Yep, 100%. There's actually an app that you can do it on. So.
Oh, there is? Wow, yeah. Man, times are changing. Right back when it was us, it was just play over the loudspeaker, and it didn't sound very good at all. So it was bad stuff there. The David Roddy Show continues. Our last one of the season, man. Obviously been fun to follow you, but getting a chance to get to know you in this format, talking on the air all the time, has been so much fun. And it's just setting stuff up. And I always know after a loss, which there weren't many, I'm not going to text David for like 3 days. After a win, I'm going to shoot him a text pretty quickly after. So I got to gauge that, and that was a lot of fun. Because I was told right off the bat, don't mess with David after he loses a game. After a win, fine. But, you know, you handle it so well, my friend.
Thank you.
And I told you, no matter what happens in your basketball career, hopefully several years down the road, I think you got a career in this if you ever want to come to radio.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one thing that I've grown to love over the past few years and always interested about. And again, this is an amazing opportunity to learn firsthand of, you know, how the business is run and how to operate.
Yeah, well, and again, we couldn't do it without great sponsors, Crazy Carl's Pizza. That's where we first we met to talk about the show and everything to go down it. And that was great. And of course, they love you. It was a perfect situation, you know, because everybody knew David Roddy's going to be a stud this year. I just don't know how much. I don't know if anybody knew that. Again, your walls got to be full of all the awards, man. My goodness.
Yeah, no, it's been an amazing season. And again, to receive the accolades, I think it's more of a team accolade and team award, just because of, you know, I can't win games by myself. I need my team with it and all the coaches as well. So I think that's just a reflection on, you know, this program.
Yeah, as we said, a very unique program for sure. All right, let's get to a couple of questions. And then you kind of think of those questions. And the best question of the day, you're going to fire off and say, okay, they deserve a David Roddy T-shirt, courtesy of Ent Credit Union, another great business that you work closely with, too. I mean, they jumped on kind of later in the season, but I know they're huge fans and they really wanted to work with you.
Yeah, no, they've been so great. I think I'm actually meeting with them to do, you know, more promo things with them. And again, you know, Fred is just an amazing human being, and, you know, getting to know them as well has just been an amazing blessing.
Yeah, Fred's a great guy, and like, you know, I like businesses too that get it locally, and then they also look at players and say, hey, we want to support young great players, but young great men and women too. Yep. That's the most important thing too. And of course, they got one of the best in you, my friend. Holyoke asking this question, Roddy, what's your take on a shot clock in high school sports? This is interesting. Have you been a victim or beneficiary of the stall?
I have been both. Minnesota does not have a shot clock. I think they're introducing it in 2024.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. They need to extend the shot clock and maybe even extend the three-point line just to get it all at one, you know. Yeah, no, I remember when I was in middle school, it was Hopkins versus Shakopee. It was a state tournament game, state semifinal game. And Hopkins, it was an overtime. There was a 5-minute overtime. Hopkins held the ball for literally the entire overtime.
Are you kidding
me? The entire overtime. They just sat at half court. Literally, people were sitting down on the court. And then it happened again in the second overtime. So they missed. The second overtime happened. Shakopee had it. They turned the ball over, and then a half-court heave for Buzzy Beater for Hopkins to win. So I've seen that. I've played against, you know, teams that run five out for 2 minutes, and I'm just standing in the middle of the zone just confused, like, okay, are you going to shoot a shot? You know, people have been stalling forever in Minnesota high school sports, and so it's definitely good to finally, you know, get rid of the Stone Age and get a shot clock.
You're right. I mean, I've seen that too, and it's just so bizarre. And then if you just try to run up, and then they get an easy bucket or whatever, it's a weird you can't foul, right?
Yep.
You can't do stuff like that or create jump balls all the time. And then plus, it's probably such a weird transition to go from, you have as long as you want to, okay, and then the shot clock I know has changed a little bit over the years in college basketball, but still, having a timed, you know, offensive possession is a huge transition from high school to college.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Even high school to AAU, so I was playing on the Nike circuit, and there's, I think, a 30-second shot clock. So we were running offensive sets and not even knowing that the buzzer went off and there's a turnover and the shot clock violation. So, man, just getting used to the shot clock is definitely huge. But again, you know, they finally installed it for next year, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, here's one from a 970 number. Going back to the Michigan game, I noticed that CSU shot a lot of threes against Michigan, which wasn't as successful the second half, but late in the second half, you guys started hammering the post, which was successful. What would you have changed about that game or done differently on a personal level and or team level?
For me personally, I think I would be a little bit more aggressive. I think I was, again, just flowing through the offense a little bit. I think just, again, you know, you can't really do anything about it, but looking at hindsight. But, again, just being more aggressive and seizing the opportunity a little bit more. But as a team, I think we did pretty well overall offensively. But I think we just could have, again, not try to, you know, shoot so many threes and take great shots, just not good shots. But I trust everybody who, you know, shot that they were going to make it. So, you know, we just didn't end up making shots in the second half. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating.
Well, it's always easy, too, for us to sit and say, oh, well, there's a lot of threes. But in the moment, do you even think about it? Like, man, we've taken a lot of threes here, guys. Because it's so fast-paced. It's nuts. You're going up against Michigan. It's March Madness. Is that hard to kind of slow it down and go, okay, wait, maybe we need to take it back? Because you don't want to not shoot open looks if you have them available.
Yeah, it's pretty tough just because, again, we're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country.
Right.
And everybody who shoots it, we expect it to go in. So, you know, again, when we don't knock shots down, it's definitely tough to adjust when, you know, they're great shots, they're good shots, they're open shots. So, yeah, it's definitely just that, you know, dilemma that's always in basketball when you're a very talented team, but, you know, not knocking down shots. Do we change it up or do we keep going with it? So.
Well, it's like we were talking again in the lobby earlier. It's like, you know, matchups are completely different. You don't know. But if you can hit shots, I mean, that's the great equalizer, right?
Yep.
Even if you're completely outmatched and they're the better team, if you can catch fire at the right time, it changes the complete dynamic.
Yeah.
And so sometimes teams do look at that and say, man, if we can just really get hot here, we can run away with this thing. So it's a battle. This one coming in from Noob. So, David, when you look back on the season, what was the high point? And when will you get back in the gym and get ready for next year, even if you don't come back? So whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Man, there's so many high points. Man, so many, so many. So, like, the Paradise Jam was one. Winning the Mississippi State game was another one right before break. So many conference big game wins. So many sellouts in Moby, I think. There's so many high points during the season, I can't really pin down one. But, man, I think definitely just the Boise State game, the second one at home that senior night was, you know, to send off the seniors the way that we did. And, you know, Kendall's crowd surfing and everything, man, it was just – that was amazing, amazing, amazing feeling.
That's awesome. I mean, again, it was such a cool experience, you know. I mean, the border war, my goodness, that was absolutely nuts.
Yep.
So seeing – again, the fans getting a lot of opportunities to storm that floor. I love it, by the way. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was great. You have to keep everybody away from the mic when Coach Medved was talking.
Yeah.
When you were talking, it's like, hey, we got to keep everybody back a little bit. But that's what you want to see on national television, too.
Yeah.
You want to see, wow, look at that crazy fan base. This is amazing.
Yeah, I think that's setting a standard for, you know, the years to come. I think that's, you know, one thing about Fort Collins, my plan is to, you know, as a family in Fort Collins, the thing that you do on Wednesday nights or Saturday nights or Friday nights is we go to the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of my biggest goals, is to make this a basketball city. You know, Coach Norville, I think, is going to make a football city as well. Just overall CSU athletics, I think, you know, as a Fort Collins family, I think one of my goals is just to make this like, hey, this is what we do here, and everybody needs to come along with.
I think what you just said is interesting, too, because of the season that you guys just had, I think that the carryover into football, and I got a lot of respect already for what they're doing, but there's already a carryover.
Yeah.
You can look no further than the Outlaws of Moby. They were out there Monday, Tuesday, when was that? Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Freezing cold, 7 o'clock, freshmen in college, and they're out there bright and early in their cowboy hats just watching spring practice.
Yep.
That is because, again, these guys built this up really during the basketball season.
Yeah, no, I mean, man, they've been great all season, and I think they don't know how much power they hold as well. I think they've captivated so many people into, again, supporting the Rams. And so, man, they're definitely a pivotal part of, you know, shifting this culture into, you know, supporting every single team.
And I know you guys just love the fans. You value those fans. And I've heard from multiple parents that are like, you know, we never thought our kid was going to meet David Roddy. And then he's making it a point to meet every single kid and every single parent. And again, that's what's really special about what you guys do. You respect the fans. You respect what they're bringing as well. And that's when you get this crazy environment, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, man, the fans are the reason why, you know, we're basically winning so many games and having so much momentum and, you know, having such a tough place to play at home. They're such a pivotal part in our family, and you know, man, we couldn't do it without them. So for my little time that I spend, you know, after games, and man, it definitely means a lot to me just to see so many people supporting myself and the team. But man, of course, I'll pay it back in time and signing autographs and taking pictures, because that's what it's all about.
All right, a couple more because I know we're running out of time. If you could, okay, this is interesting. This might take you some time. If you could play with four other all-time players, so probably NBA.
Okay.
So four others. So you and four others. Make a dream starting five. Who would that be?
That's tough.
I'm going to write these down because I want to know.
First has to be Steph Curry, 100%. I'll be the Draymond Green of that team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Steph, it would be myself. Be tough. That's a really tough question.
Steph, you got one
myself.
So far.
Steph, myself. I'll just do new generation. I'll do Kevin Durant. And then I need bigs. I need Rudy Gobert for defense, of course. And then Joel Embiid.
Okay. You're going Joel Embiid. You're not throwing the Joker in there.
I'll throw the Joker. You know what? I'll throw the Joker.
Who are you taking out?
Take out
Rudy.
I'll take Rudy out. So we're very highly skilled.
I just convinced you to take Joker. I feel pretty good about that.
No, you're good. Yeah, that's great.
I'd watch that team.
No, that'd be a great team.
That would be a fantastic team. Well, I've been saying it. You know, I know you're going to be an NBA player. If you just happen to be with the Nuggets, that would be kind of cool, right?
I would.
We could still do the show.
Yes.
100%. Okay. You've already committed. I just wrote that down. All right, one more for you, and then we got to wrap up, and then we'll talk some other stuff. Ask David if he knows. Okay, I don't know if you can answer this. If he knows if Moore and Thistlewood are coming back for one more year, I guess this would be their COVID year, right? I'm so confused.
James is a year younger. So
that's right. So it wouldn't be
so
James.
James is coming back.
Right?
Eternity.
He's coming back. Thistlewood he has a COVID.
You know,
year, right?
I haven't talked to him, so I know as much as you guys do. I think everybody is just taking a break right now, just being regular kids, and you know, a lot of decisions to make in the future, but. You know, if he does, he does. If he doesn't, man, I love him either way. So, I don't have any details on that.
Such a tough time of year. I mean, some special things that you guys achieved, and now you're kind of like going to this. Like, it's almost like graduation kind of time. Like, I don't know where we're all going to go. McLean, just not even a question. He just says, hey, his goal is to make a bigger basketball area. That's what you love to hear in the area. All right, any questions on that that stood out to you?
I think that lineup one was definitely – out of left field, so I have to reward
that.
It makes you think a lot because there's so many good players and so many legends, and it's like, which one could be tailored to me?
That's just true because you got to start thinking about what would make sense for you.
Yep.
Okay, there we go. So, Noob, congratulations. You're getting the shirts. Shoot us an email, and we'll make sure the great folks over at Ent Credit Union get it. All right, we got one more break, one more segment coming up, and David's going to tell us at least I'm going to ask the question, what's next for the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, David Roddy. First, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.